Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. There's an old saying along the lines of, if you enjoy your job, it's not hard work, or something like that. Was John Handy in LA in Jan 76 with the title song of this ABC Impulse LP, Hard Work. This John Handy is not related to the much earlier Captain John Handy. Our John Handy on alto here, tenor on other tracks, was teaching at San Francisco State University 2 days a week during this time, as well as a couple more at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, so his output of albums was very limited, the previous studio one being 8 years earlier. He was always an upbeat muso. I shortened that song quite a bit. It kept on and faded out eventually, so we basically heard it all. The South African Hotep, Cecil Barnard on keyboards. Mike Hoffman on guitar is one of Handy's SFSU students. Chuck Rainey, bass, electric bass. James Gadsden, drums. Eddie Bongo Brown on, you guessed it, conga. Zakir Hussein, tabla. It's contrast time. Song of the Rainforest, written and played by David Amran. He wrote that song after a concert in Puerto Rico and recorded it Jan 82. It invokes the spirit of the mountain known as El Yunca. Amran plays three guitar tracks, Jerry Dodgen on soprano, Paquito de Rivera alto. The rest of the album, called Latin Jazz Celebration, is by a big band, and typically David Amran, full of variety and surprises. Loved it. I'm tempted to play you one more from this album. Let's see how we go on for time. To the UK now, Maida Vale, in fact. Thank you. This is one of those fantastic brand new Gearbox Deep Groove vinyl only releases, and this is a stunning LP. It's called Prelude to Heart is a Lotus, and yes, 2 years later, pianist Michael Garrick did indeed record The Heart is a Lotus. It's called the Michael Garrick Sextet with Don Rendell and Ian Carr. That's the pianist, altoist and trumpeter named. Jim Phillip is on flute, Coleridge Good bass and Trevor Tompkins percussion, recorded at the BBC studios in Maida Vale, London in 68. It was a BBC radio recording but wasn't released as a record until 2013. That's criminal. It's such a great record, every single track. That was Webster's Mood, dedicated, of course, to the one and only Ben Webster. It seems to be a week of altos and sopranos. Somewhere, Sondheim and Bernstein's gorgeous song from West Side Story. Somewhere, a place for us. Here recorded in New York, July 2015, as a solo soprano piece by Jane Ira Bloom. This is an interesting album called Early Americans, in that it's not Cuban or Latin influenced, as many of her recordings are. On the rest of the album, she's backed by bass and drums. Somewhere is the only solo piece. Do we need to hear yet another version of Take the A-Train? Hopefully, after you've heard this, you'll agree with me. Yes. Thank you. Bassist Richard Davis has made some magnificent albums. I could have played you any track from this New York May 77 recorded Muse LP. They are all so different. There are two bassists here, Davis and Bill Lee, and then suddenly, in the second half of Strayhorn's Take the A-Train, they're joined by, firstly, Billy Hart drums, then Marvin Hannibal Peterson trumpet and James Spaulding alto. A very different A-Train, one that, according to these liner notes, quote, rumbles along an upbeat, exuberant track. The horns punch out fills, the rhythm section pops, and the soloists strut, unquote. And next, from a rather crackly and worn LP, Côté. It's lovely, and it's a slight diversion for us. Yebe le timbamba, sebe le timbamba, yebe le timbamba, yebe le timbamba,
Vuga makoti segusi.
But
I hope the crackles and pops didn't spoil your enjoying African folk singer Miriam Akeba from a 64 RCA Victor LP called The Voice of Africa. Miriam had left her native South Africa in 61, during the appalling apartheid years, of course. She left with her husband, trumpeter Hugh Masekela, who is also on this album. Morris Goldberg is on alto, he's from Cape Town. Jimmy Cleveland, James Cleveland it says here, on trombone. The guitars of Marvin Fallon and Samuel Brown, bassist Bill Slater and Orchi Lee, conga and flute. That was Koti, a call to a new bride to wake up as the cock has crowed and she must fetch water from the stream. Presumably her new husband sleeps on. Yes, that was folk music, jazz-flavoured folk music, but we must get back to the real thing. Thank you. Gate City, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, July 1960, from a Blue Note LP called Bird in Flight, trumpeter Donald Byrd being the leader of this recording session. Hank Mobley is the tenor man. It's a star-studded lineup, as although recorded over a single day, but it was in two separate morning and afternoon sessions. So when in the afternoon Mobley doesn't play, Jackie McLean takes over on alto. Duke Pearson is the pianist throughout, and Pearson wrote Gate City. Doug Watkins bass, Lex Humphrey drums. Our Ellingtonian this week is bassist Oscar Pettiford. From an album called Basically Duke, recorded December 54, Pettiford was with Ellington late 45 to early 48, but once an Ellingtonian, the Duke's influence remains, and two of the six songs on this LP are from Ellington, that being Jack the Bear, which with an arrangement by the Ellington Band's newly arrived member Billy Strayhorn was a number to feature the talents of the band's amazing pioneering bassist Jimmy Blanton back in 1940. Pettiford was the first of Ellington's subsequent bassists to take on the innovations that Blanton had pioneered. Blanton, as I'm sure you remember, had sadly died mid-42. So it's a very apt song to include here. David Schildkraut, alto, Daddy Banks, baritone, Ellingtonian Clark Terry, trumpet, Joe Wilder, also trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland, again on trombone, and another Ellingtonian, Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet, Earl Knight, piano, Ozzie Johnson, drums. Next, only the second half of a longish track. I think you'll recognise it. Thank you. John Lennon's Imagine, you could easily argue, the best song he ever wrote. Here in this very recent, as in 2016 recording, it's Leslie Pintchik, who is the pianist and leader. She has a two-horn front line on half the tracks, our half being a quartet with Scott Hardy, her husband, on bass, Michael Sarin drums, and Satoshi Takishi on percussion. Pintchik has been gigging since the mid-80s. She took up piano and jazz in the late 60s whilst at college, and then she spent the next 10 years or so learning, practicing, listening to Monk and Bill Evans records before she felt she was ready to perform in public places. And yet this is only her fifth album as a leader, some 30 years after her public performing debut. This was from a CD, giving me just time to move the drive belt on the record player to take it from 33 and a third to 45 RPM, in time for a Bill Frisell solo. If I may, I'll have a moan first. I can never understand why a record company, Direct Grace Records in this case, would choose to put out a 12-inch disc, double LP in fact, of 45 RPM content. I never look at the record speed when buying what to me, in my general excitement in a record shop, looks exactly like an LP. It is an LP, except at the wrong speed. That was a Bill Frisell solo of the American folk song Shenandoah, originated in the early 19th century by fur traders canoeing down the Missouri River. I wonder now, will you recognize this next altoist? Lover Man, also known as Lover Man, Oh Where Could You Be? Written in 1941, it's become forever associated with Billie Holiday's definitive 1945 version that, in fact, was a hit for Billie in both the R&B and mainstream charts of the day. We just heard an August 1951 recording by a muso so famous that the mere mention of his nickname, or actually half his nickname, would bring an audience to their feet. Bird. Charlie Parker, and a surprisingly straightforward rendition for one of the pioneers of bop, and even an extract from Country Gardens at the end. Red Rodney, trumpet, John Lewis, piano, and remember this is a year before he co-founded the Modern Jazz Quartet. Ray Brown, bass, Kenny Clarke, drums. And here's a new name for us. Tom McClung is the pianist and leader and the composer of that song, The Source. I saw him for the first time a week or so back at Ronnie Scott's, supporting Archie Shepp. I say saw him for the first time. It was actually the first time I'd even heard of him. I was impressed enough to buy an album of his. And it, or he, I should say, is fantastic. Matthias Sandai bass and Murad Benhaman drums, recorded in northeastern Paris in two sessions, 1st October 2013, 2nd Feb 2014. The album was mixed at Soligny-la-Trappe in northwestern France, which includes La Trappe Abbey, which in 1664 the Cistercian Order of the Strict Observance was founded, rather better known today as the Trappists, and that was totally irrelevant to the music. If I can squeeze in a folk singer, how about a gospel singer? No, the gospel singer.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Everybody, yeah. Go tell it on the mountain. Wandering fly by night, behold, out of heaven there shone a holy light. Hallelujah, Lord! Go tell them on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, Lord. Go tell it on mountain that Jesus Christ was born. He made me a watchman up on the city wall. And if I am a Christian,
luckily, that didn't sound too bad. It's a very well-worn LP. Maybe the pops and wheezes had been rubbed off. Of course, it was the magnificent Mahalia Jackson singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Decades ago, as a mid-late teenager, I lived in Hong Kong and would never go out on a Sunday evening until I'd watched the 15-minute Mahalia Jackson gospel show on television at 7:30 p.m., starring, as my pa always corrected me, Mahalia Jackson. And I've loved her ever since. That's from a Columbia Christmassy LP. We're going out this week with one of Bill Doggett's many singles on King Records. Luckily, I have it on a compilation CD of all of his, quote, best rocking 45s. So no need to faff with the drive belt again. Please enjoy the honking Bill Doggett sound on Fingertips. And as always, I really hope you've enjoyed this cruise along the overloaded record shelves of my own collection, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, keep well.